So many times I've driven past the A. Quinn Jones Elementary School, and until now, knew so little about it. This beautiful house, built in the 1920s, was home to A. Quinn Jones from 1925 to 1997. In 1921, Prof. Jones, as his students called him, accepted a position as principal of Union Academy at the corner of present-day Northwest 1st Street and Northwest 6th Avenue. Prof. Jones later became the inaugural principal of Lincoln High School, which opened in 1923 for grades 1 through 11. The first Lincoln High School in Gainesville was located at what is now 1008 Northwest 7th Avenue. In 1926, under Jones's leadership, Lincoln became only the second African-American high school in Florida to become fully accredited. Graduating from an accredited high school enabled students to gain admission to colleges and universities. Albert White, president of the Lincoln High School Alumni Association, reported that Prof. Jones had to stand outside the building and listen through a window during meetings of the school board during segregation. But that didn't stop him from crafting clever solutions to overcome serious funding discrepancies between Alachua County's white and black schools. In addition to being principal, Prof. Jones also taught a variety of subjects, ranging from math to science to Latin. Throughout much of his career, he was responsible for educating many of the state's future African-American teachers. Prof. Jones continued to teach until 1945 and served as principal until 1956. At that time, a new Lincoln High School was constructed at 1001 Southeast 12th Street, and the original Lincoln was renamed the A. Quinn Jones Elementary School in honor of its first principal. Jones retired from education in 1957, but he remained involved in community affairs and with his church, Greater Bethel AME Church. He died in 1997 at the age of 104. Produced by the Matheson History Museum and Why Not Theater, funded in part by Visit Gainesville, Alachua County.